Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the City's Podcast. Iowa has embarked on a mission to find good homes and good jobs for military veterans. It's a belief that the people who serve their country have a good possibility of serving as good neighbors and good co-workers. Well, since this summer, Scott County has been declared a home-based Iowa community, which is partnering the city, the county, the Quad Cities Chamber, and area colleges and employers, all in an effort to find veterans those good homes and good jobs. So what's happened since the launch earlier this year? We talk with Emily Codling, who's the talent manager for the Quad Cities Chamber. Emily, the home-based Iowa community program has been around, what, for a couple months now in the Quad Cities. What exactly does it offer?
So the home-based Iowa program encourages our military veterans and their spouses and their families to make Iowa their home after serving. They do this through both job services and relocation resources. So the Homebase Iowa website helps veterans and their transitioning service members find jobs and resources throughout the state. But then also the chamber, what we're doing is we're administrating the incentive program that is being offered by both Scott County and the city of Davenport. So there's home purchase incentives for veterans that are moving into the county or into the city for the first time. And then the county is also offering some interview travel reimbursements for those that have to come into the county to interview.
That's a huge issue because, I mean, as we know, in Iowa, there's always been this flight of people that left the university or whatever. I mean, this is kind of trying to counteract that, right? Trying to get people into Iowa to find a home and to stay.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the chamber's big things that we're working on is talent attraction. You know, it's a big key strategy to building a successful region here. And we realize that veterans provide great skills and experience needed by the employers in our region. So we are just trying to encourage them to come here and make Iowa their home and build some roots here.
Well, and let's be honest, right now, getting a job, I mean, for employers, it's so competitive. Does this somehow give the Quad City area and Iowa a little bit more of a competitive edge, or are other states doing similar programs?
Yeah, I mean, home-based Iowa is, the state of Iowa is one of the few that I do know that has a big, robust program in a statewide like this. Illinois does also have some programs that they're offering for employers as far as tax breaks and things like that goes. But this incentive to really bring people and move people to the state of Iowa is something that is pretty unique. And, you know, yeah, like you said, workforce is something that we all are dealing with on a daily basis. And it isn't just a local issue. It is a state issue. It is a national issue. And you know, the truth is we have more job openings than individuals available, and the Quad Cities is competing with everyone else to attract this talent.
So does this actually help like a veteran, for a veteran who lives in the Illinois Quad Cities, I mean, they could just cross the river and get these benefits.
Right, yes, yeah. And, you know, one of the big things too is the job search option on the Homebase Iowa website, and Illinois businesses can also participate in that as well. So they can post as a home-based Iowa business, and they can look at the resumes of the veterans and, yeah, encourage them to move here as well.
Well, and it's not an insignificant tax break either. It could be up to $8,500?
Yeah, so they are, there's a couple different things that are being offered. There is the $5,000 grant that's given through the state of Iowa, and that's the Military Homeownership Assistance Program, and that's done through the Iowa Finance Authority. authority. And that's something that's done at the time of closing. So that's something that the veteran will work with their lender on when they are getting ready to purchase the home. And then the other incentives that are being offered locally, we have a $1,500 home purchase incentive through Scott County, and then a $1,500 home purchase incentive through the city of Davenport. So if you're moving into the county for the first time, you'll get that incentive. And if you move into the city of Davenport for the first time, you get that incentive. So if you're coming in from out of the state or out of the county, and you move into Davenport, you can get up to $3,000 just in a home purchase incentive. That you just get after. And I can obviously send all the information to any veteran that's interested in finding out kind of how all the details of that works. As I mentioned earlier, there is also the job interview incentive. So if you have to travel into Scott County to apply for a job, there's up to $250 per visit, up to two times, that you can get for hotel and meal cost reimbursements while you're traveling here as well.
Well, you really unveiled this in August. What have you seen since then?
There is a lot of people that are excited for it and learning more. Not a ton of participation yet. We've had two veterans take advantage of the county incentive, but we're really hoping now that we're starting to get the information out there, people are learning more about it, that we'll get a little bit more. And then obviously, the wintertime's not a time people are buying a lot of homes anyway, so we're hoping to see some uptick in the spring when home purchases go up.
Well, you're really actively involved in job recruitment and helping employers in the Quad City area find workers. And we're looking at like Sterilite and Deere and now Amazon this year. What is the Quad Cities looking for? I mean, what kind of training is needed now or retraining?
Yeah, I mean, we know that we pretty much need everything. I think everyone can say that. We know, John Deere needs welders, Genesis needs healthcare workers. We have needs in tech and hospitality, logistics. There's a lot of things that we do need. John Deere was instrumental in this program's expansion into our region. The first two veterans that we had come in, both were from John Deere, and they were here through the Department of Defense's SkillBridge program. Which is a program that's also a really great program that John Deere is a part of that gives transitioning service members the ability to work and learn new skills during their final 6 months of service. We have a lot of different needs for a lot of different jobs, that's for sure.
And you got a lot of different ways of training, because I know you've got the schools of higher learning actively involved, whether it's Eastern Iowa Community Colleges or St. Ambrose as well.
Yeah. So both Eastern Iowa and St. Ambrose are considered certified higher academic military partners, which is CHAMPS. And so both of them offer veteran resources and a lot of the transitional and financial assistance that the veterans need. Anyone that wants any more information on those, they can reach out to the veteran service offices at those schools.
And we've been talking about veterans. I mean, is it more than just veterans? Is it the veterans' families? Is it spouses? How does this work? How do you define a veteran, I guess?
Yeah. So the financial incentives are for the veterans. They do have to be the ones purchasing the homes, but obviously their families benefit from them buying a house. They do need to show some proof of honorable discharge to apply, so that is something that you need. But on the Homebase Iowa website, the job search is available to both veterans and their spouses. So both of them can benefit from that. There's also a lot of local veteran resources, such as those at like Iowa Works, that offer a lot of those services to both veterans and all their families.
I got to tell you the truth. All I did was Google search Homebase Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And that website is amazing in what it shows for the possibility of veterans. Not only is there listing up all these jobs in all these different cities, but also all of the other benefits, like you said, CHAMPS, which is the higher education program, mm-hmm. and the tax breaks as well. I would say if you're a veteran, you got to go to that website.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those that are outside the region, it gives you that chance to see that Iowa is actively looking and hiring these veterans. And it's a great place for them to move and have that next chapter of their lives after their services have ended.
Well, and Emily, let's look at 2022, because I think nationwide, they said November, more people left their jobs than ever. It's historic how people are trying to move on to either jobs that they want to do, that they felt trapped in other jobs, or that they feel they're better qualified. Is 2022 going to be a transformational year when it comes to jobs?
I do think a lot of people are realizing that they want to have a meaningful job in something that they care about. And I do think that 2022 is going to be a year that you'll see a lot of people, making transitions and Instead of the Great Recession, it's the Great Reshuffling, I think is what some people are using now. I do think that this is going to be a great opportunity for people to find out what they really want to do. And hopefully they can find that here in the Quad Cities.
Emily Codling, talent manager for the Quad Cities Chamber.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.